Before we get into the questions, just a little bit about your background, about yourself that people would find interesting.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a fourth-generation Burlingtonian. I was born and raised here. I spent 40 years at the Weingart Company, where I had a great opportunity to serve our customers. And I've got five kids, seven grandkids, and now I have one great-grandson, which I'm very proud of. I've been on the city council for several years. It's a real challenge, but I enjoy it, and I want to keep going if the electorate will let me.
Why is that? Why do you want to continue working on the city council?
Well, first of all, and this is no news to anyone, we've got some serious financial problems in front of us. And I think with the new city manager that we brought in, he's laid out a plan for us to execute. And this is not a short-term deal. It's probably over a 5 or 6 year period. And we're right in the middle of this. Well, not in the middle, really, but we're well into the process. And I'm just praying that I can stay in there and help achieve those goals, because we have to make some big decisions in the near future. I've got pretty thick skin, I guess, because I know whatever we cut, someone's going to be upset about it, and we understand that. But we also know we have to do what's best overall for our community. And I think we can do it. I mean, there's no question in my mind. It's just a lot of hard work and tough decisions, and I want to be a part of that.
I know we're talking significant shortfalls in the current budget due to local option sales tax, due to the franchise fee. What are the areas? Is cuts the only solution? Is that the only way that Burlington's going to get this turned around?
No, definitely not. Like in any business, you have to cut expense if you can, and sometimes you have to find ways to raise revenue. And of course, one of the major sources of revenue are property taxes. But there are other areas, too, I think, where we can increase our income. And now they're not substantial relative to property tax, but I think we're going to have to do both. We're going to have to cut spending, and we're going to have to raise our income. And again, this is something I think we have to do, and we should do, and we will do.
What are some of the...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are some of the available, other than property taxes, what are some ideas you might have as outside revenue streams?
Well, hopefully, if we can ever get our contract wrapped up with Venue Works on the auditorium, not right away, but eventually I think we can lower our expense there and increase some income from there, you know, with greater utilization of the auditorium, with more entertainment and so forth. There's some things, too. We might find it appropriate to increase the fees on our Rexplex. Our Rexplex is a great asset to this community. But maybe we'll have to look into ways to raise the revenue there. I mean, these are small examples, but and there aren't a lot of them. I'm the first to tell you that. But those are some of the ideas. I just think we have to look at everything, you know.
No, I was going to say, when you look at cuts, when you look at those areas to try to find balancing it out here, are there areas that you feel should just be off limits? We cannot cut these areas. Do you have those types?
No, sir. No, our situation is serious enough that I don't think we have the luxury of saying, you know, this element over here, we just won't touch it. It'd be nice if that were the case, but it isn't. And, of course, when you talk about cuts, you're talking primarily about people. 75% of our total budget is personnel costs. And how can you not do something about that issue and then say you're going to cut, you know? So that's the other thing that I like about the process. We're already into it now, is we're looking into everything. We're not putting anything aside. We're saying let's look at every single part of the government, analyze it, and to see how can we do it better, and how can we eliminate waste and become more efficient. And of course, if we can do some of that, that's going to save us money too, you know.
I know one, I've heard from candidates who have said maybe one position is to get rid of the city manager. At this time, would that be an option for you?
Not even, I mean, no. No, to me, with all due respect to whoever you're saying that, that to me would be a very, very unwise decision. We have a city manager that's number one, very well qualified, especially in financial matters. And there are none of us on the council that I can speak to, at least, that have the time or the ability to take over that job. I mean, to me, that would be cutting cost at the wrong end of the spectrum.
A couple of big...
I hope I've been emphatic on that.
There you go. A couple of big projects out there that are kind of... I don't know if I'd say on hold, but just they're in limbo, I guess you would say. The police station and Cascade Bridge. Where do you come down on the futures of both of those?
Well, back when I ran for council the last time, I told people then, and I'll tell them again, I definitely want to see Cascade Bridge rebuilt. Now, when can we do that? That's another question. Because of our financial situation and our current debt levels, there's no way we can sit here today and tell the public that we're going to get that done, you know, at a specific time. It certainly is on my agenda, though, and will stay there. I mean, the police station is almost in the same category. The police station definitely needs a better building to be in than the one they're in right now. And there again, always goes back to the same denominator, I guess, money. And hopefully if we get our debts reduced, address some of these other problems, those things will happen, but they aren't going to happen right now.
Are there any significant issues for you that it's I mean, everything goes back to money, but maybe aren't as directly money budget related? Any other issues in Burlington that really stand out to you and that you would push if reelected?
No, not really. I mean, I guess I'm so wrapped up in the budget right now, it's hard for me to look outside of that. I am concerned about it. It seems to me that the some of the crime elements in our community are worse than they used to be, and I'm concerned about that. I don't know what the answer is. I have great respect for our police department and our narcotics people, but they've got a big job on their hands, and if you just read the newspaper and listen to the radio, you know, every day you hear of another case of drugs and crime and so forth. That's something that really concerns me, and I wish I were smart enough to say I had the answer to that. I don't, but all I know is we have to continue to support public safety every way we can.
Are there any budget-related discussions or anything that maybe haven't gone on yet that you would like to see? Maybe some idea that you've come up with just one day, you've been like, what about this? Anything else like that you would push for or bring up as we move along here?
No, nothing comes to mind right now, but as I said last night at our work session, we have to keep our eyes and ears open, and I might not have a new idea today, but hopefully I'll have one tomorrow, you know. And I'm encouraging my fellow council members to speak up. You know, we have to have a open discussion and come up with new ideas every time one presents itself. So I'm hoping I got a few more good ones out there, but I don't have any right now today.
Has there been any talk of, I know an issue that's also starting to be discussed is the idea of having employees starting to pay for some of their health insurance. Has that come up? Should that come up?
Definitely has come up. In fact, I brought it up last night. I've brought it up before. That gets into union contracts, and I've been advised that there's not much we can do about that until the contracts come up for renegotiation. And at that time, we definitely have to look at this health care element. There's no question about it.
Anything else you would want to bring up? We've covered a number of topics, and like I've told others, I mean, this one really seems like it's going to come down to finances, budget, and stuff. That is the big issue in Burlington right now. Anything else that you'd want to cover for people?
No, not really. The only thing I would say, and I mean this, this financial thing in the budget is very serious, and I don't mean to make light of it. But, you know, this isn't all doom and gloom. I still happen to think we've got a great community here. We have a lot of positives going, and I guess I'm a lot more on the positive side than I am on the negative. And I just hope people understand and can appreciate that if you vote for me, I'm definitely going to take a positive approach to these serious problems. But I'm not all doom and gloom. There's a good future. This town has had its ups and it's had its downs, but we have a lot of good things going here, and I intend to promote that every way I can.